Ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens, good to see you all here at the Funky Panther podcast. Now, let me tell you, this show is meant for the grown-ups, because Javier can get a bit, well, colorful. Got to make it clear, though, what Javier says ain't necessarily what Tim, Chad, or any of our fine guests think. So, folks, exercise some caution while you're tuning in.
We're professionals. We skip 1 week and we know what the fuck we're doing.
So glad to have you and just you. You know what I mean? Like, no one else needed to be here. You were the boss.
We got a strictly no Collins policy.
Yeah, no Colin policy.
Yeah, Colin Farrell wanted to come on the show and we told him no.
No. Sorry, we got this no Colin thing that we've been working through. So.
And you know, I love Colin Firth, but I said no Colin Firth. Your British accent can't access these. So you want Dairy Queen to sell it for their gravy to also?
Wait, are you talking about dripping gravy straight into your mouth? Is that what you're...
Just drinking it out of
the mouth. Yeah.
I don't do that.
Whenever I make my... I get extra rolls with my steak fingers, and I put them in like little sandwiches, and then I'll dip it in, but there are times where I'll have too much steak finger, and I'll just get the cup of gravy, and I'll just take a little sip.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther. Coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, we have got a hell of a show for you here on episode 151. We have got special guest Sam from Funky Picnic Brewery. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. If you've already been watching us on YouTube, you caught the first 30. We've been kind of drinking a little bit, but we saved a lot of the good stuff for now, for you listening audience on the podcast. So we got some beer from our local brewery, Funky Picnic Brewery, and so we'll be going through those and asking Sam some, you know,
all the hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting questions. So sit back, relax, try to enjoy. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
And I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther!
We're going to ask all the questions, the hard-hitting questions, because the people, they need to know.
The people need to know.
As Nardwar says, hey, they need to know.
What's your favorite movie?
I mean, we're starting now?
Like, yeah. Right off the gate?
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was Liar Liar.
Ooh, that's okay. A good one.
Oh,
that's
man.
I was thinking about that.
The pin is blue. I just think of the goddamn pin is blue.
That's a great one.
I was a big fan of Jim Carrey. Absolutely loved it. I still am, but like, dude, quoting like Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, and Liar Liar, yeah. Big part of my childhood.
What's that? What he did with his bud said, "Pardon me, sir. Do you happen to have Banaka or something like that?" I forget.
Is that still your favorite movie?
I don't know if I have a favorite movie. I really like Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that not too long ago again. That's great.
I can quote all of. Well, never mind, because I just forgot the name.
All right, we're gonna.
I can quote everything from that movie. I can't remember the name of though.
We're gonna find out her favorite movie right now, and the way we're gonna do this, I want you to imagine. Back in the time that you didn't have TV Guide necessarily, you were flipping through the channels, and you come across that one movie that you're going to, no matter where it's at, you're going to stop right there. That's what you're doing for the rest of the time that it's on. What movie is that?
So it has to be on the flipping through the channels?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be any new movie, but like just imagine like you're just flipping through something and you see that one movie, no matter where it's at, wherever it's playing at. 10 minutes, an hour into it, you're going to stop and watch it.
You don't even care that there's commercials. Yeah. You're watching that whole movie.
Yeah, it'd probably be Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's like
a very
one.
Good one. Jonah Hill in that one cracks me up. He's such a creeper. You know what I mean? He's so good. He's one of my favorite actors.
So yeah, help me with this because it was one of Jonah Hill's first movies.
Yes.
And it's Adam Sandler movie without Adam Sandler.
That's a Happy Madison production.
That's right. Monkey Play My Head. Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy. Yep.
Yes.
Grandma's
yes.
Boy.
I haven't seen that
I've
one
got
in
that
years.
One. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is one that Jesse and I watch all the time.
Really?
Yeah, we just get this hankering for Grandma's Boy. We'll probably watch it 3 or 4 times a year at least.
It's great.
Yeah.
Which one was it? That I think it was a 40-year-old virgin where there's the eBay store and he wants like the goldfish shoes.
I just
want to
buy them.
He's like, I want to buy them now. And they're like, well, you have to go on eBay. He's like, no, I want them now.
but I'm here.
I'm here and I want these.
There was a Go Bay It store over off of...
there's still a sign for it right by
my work. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right. So we already cracked open and had a delicious beer from you. You want to tell us a little bit about the La Raza Mexican Lager that we had?
Yeah, that's one of our, we've had that since we opened, mm-hmm. and it really came about because before we had that beer on tap, we always had a 24-pack of Modelo in the fridge for the staff.
Yeah.
And our brewer, Harper, was like, why don't I just brew you a Mexican lager? So it's a little bit more Modelo-esque in that it's kind of got that those sweeter corn notes than some of the lighter, you know, lagers. And then we don't put any lime in it. We let you add that if you want it.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of craft Mexican lagers, I feel like, are like with lime.
And tahine.
Yeah.
You know, dress it for dressed.
And we can do it. We do it dressed with chamoy and tahine.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want it, sometimes you don't.
Right. Oh, for sure.
That's the first beer.
It also
beer
makes a really good michelada.
Yeah.
I don't drink
wine. Every time I've gone to Funky Picnic, it's the first one I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's not in flight, I'll just get it solo.
I don't drink Modelos with lime. I drink them just, you know, regular. Dos Equis always put lime in it.
Yeah.
Modelo has more flavor on its own, and that's why I like our...
Yes!
I don't like a lot of craft Mexican lagers, and I might be biased, but...
No way!
ours is the best.
I've dabbled in a bunch of models myself.
No, you haven't. All right, I'm going to crack open this one for Tim and I. Y'all have that one.
Yes,
the second beer we're going to have is, I was told there would be cats here. Fest beer.
Yes, so that name came from our beer suggestion box.
You have a beer suggestion box?
Beer name suggestion
box. Oh my God, I love that.
Why haven't we seen this?
I have no idea. Where is this?
Just like on the merch stand.
Oh shit.
It's okay. Like a big yellow box.
You're going to get flooded with a bunch of name suggestions. You are.
And half of them are going to be the Funky Panther, but whatever.
oh, my.
We get a lot of dicks.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure.
You
know. Dick related. Our goal is to get a drink named after us at every single place.
Well, we have one at Down and Out now. You can get the Funky Panther Shandy, but, you know, that's not enough.
They perfected it, actually. Like the first time I had it, I was like, man, I really don't care for this. Sorry, Eric. and then I came back and had it again. I was like, oh... They've really got this down now.
Nice.
Cheers. I'll drink to this.
Cheers. Right. But yeah, this beer name came from the beer name suggestion box because we always have good beer names. And our really staff good. And our customers wanted to get in on it. But this is our fest beer. It was a collab with Roadmap Brewing in San Antonio for their 5-year anniversary.
Nice.
And we also have a Martz and Oktoberfest. But this is kind of the lighter in flavor, even though it's a little higher ABV version of the fest beer. So we have two Oktoberfest beers on right now.
So how does 6%? That's dangerous. Yeah, that's smooth. That's really good.
Very, very smooth.
How do those collabs normally work with y'all? Like, does a guest brewer come and y'all brew on your equipment or?
Yeah, so that's how it usually goes if we can.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to drink with your friends and make a beer together. Dustin from Roadmap came up. He actually collabed with, I think, 5 different breweries all across the state of Texas for their 5-year anniversary.
That's sick.
And
that's really cool.
That was back in September. And he came up and we brewed this beer. He brought us beer. You know, he brought some of our beers back. And then we sent a keg down for their anniversary and they tapped it. Along with the 4 other beers that they'd brewed all across the state.
That's nice. Really cool.
Yeah.
I was just looking up where that is. That's pretty close to Danny. We got to go check that brewery out.
Yeah.
I will say that of a lot of the breweries that are here in Fort Worth, I think y'all have, like, I had no idea that y'all had a little box where you can vote for names. And the one that I like the most is, what's that, the Bob We Had a Baby Eats a Boy? And that is, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I got to have that.
It unlocks a memory though, right?
It does.
So when Reels were first starting to become a thing, we reenacted that, but like with our own audio. And it was like a crowler of beer swaddled. And it was our brewer being like, calling up and me answering it and being like, it was Bob. He had a baby. It's a boy.
I love that. Oh my God. But it's some of the most unique names for beers.
Two peanut butters, one cup. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Can't
beat that was Colin. Shout out to Colin. That came from our homebrew days.
Right. So. Oh, that's
cool.
Great.
Cool. I love
He's
that.
He's real quiet and unsuspecting. And then he pulls out 2 peanut butters, 1 cup. So
you just segued into a question though. Like I was curious, like how y'all started. Did y'all start with home brewing, and then kind of like as every home brewer has, we got to open a brewery.
No, we're the only home brewer that's ever wanted to open a brewery. we all kind of had our own paths to get there, but I went to San Francisco with some friends. We went to some brew pubs, and at that time we only had like the go to the brewery tour in a hot warehouse and have three beers in an hour, you're buying the glass and you're getting three beers for free.
Right.
And just looking at how few people were drinking beer and how can we get more people, and going to other places where they have a brew pub. So it's a pub or it's a restaurant. And then they also, you can see where the beer's made. I was like, man, we should bring that here. And I came back and I was like, oh, the laws are shit.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I was like, and I don't know what I'm doing. I've never made a beer. I don't know anything about this. I'm an engineer. So tabled that. The laws got a little better. Some friends of ours that I knew through kickball got like a homebrew kit for Christmas, said, hey, you talked about this. You want to come brew with us? I then met Colin through playing Ultimate Frisbee, and turns out he had gone to high school with one of the friends I was homebrewing with already.
Oh, that's great.
And he'd been homebrewing since college. So we all started together and started entering competitions. And then eventually me and him were like, hey, we really want to do this. Yeah. And I hit 10 years in engineering and was like, cool, 10 years. Wait, I have 22 more years till early retirement.
I can't do this
for that long. So I was like, okay, I'm willing to quit my job and like be there full time. And he was like, let's do it. He got in his MBA and we did it.
That's awesome. So
and then COVID happened.
Oh yeah. So how long has Funky Picnic been open?
We opened in June of 2019.
Okay.
Nice. That's right.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. and y'all survived, which is amazing.
We did. And then we expanded last year, and then inflation and the rose and the economy sank. So it's been, we've been dealt all the bad hands.
Yeah, this has been like the worst time to start a business in the past 5 years. It's been absolutely bonkers for sure. But really you're doing a great job.
You know, you just hang in there and it's going to be good.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be great. Fine.
So it wasn't originally the Funky Picnic, was it? Right? I thought it was something else.
It's been like four names.
Yeah, is it really?
funny enough, because there's another brewery called this now. We were Fort Brewery.
Okay, right. I thought so, yeah.
Because we've always wanted Fort Worth to be part of our name. And before that, we were Panther Street.
Okay.
So that's good. We've kind of got all of your name. Your right, yeah.
You got Funky
Incorporated. And but that's because Colin was Zreet Street, and we were just trying, like our first competition, we were Panther Street. And then we went to Fort Brewery. There's actually a Dogfish Head beer called Fort.
Oh, really?
And they had already sued and done like a cease and desist against another brewery for having the same name. And so we decided to move away from that.
Really?
And
I mean, they're kind of a big dog, but come on. You know.
And it was another Texas brewery that they had done it. Namaste in Austin.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we're like, we should, but it took like a year and a half. We were still homebrewers, but we were like kind of shopping around names and thinking of names, and it took forever. But we, like I said, wanted Fort Worth to be a part of it. Funky came from Funky Town. Mm-hmm. And then whenever we started thinking about the food aspect, really said, okay, well, we're going to do artisan sandwiches. Really want to kind of bring that in. Oh, it's like a funky picnic.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from. And so we started with those artisan sandwiches. We've grown from there, have burgers, have pizzas, have
those burgers are so good. I can never get the pizza. Always get a burger.
Yeah.
Pizzas are good too, though.
I'm sure they are, but I'm one of those that like I get stuck on one thing and that's what I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. I feel I don't know. There's something there with that.
How's that Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yeah. So okay. So Funky Picnic came from Funky Town, and then the food picnic.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Yep. Got it.
It was picnic fare.
Right.
You know, which even though we'd added burgers and some other things when the shutdown did happen, it worked really well because it was food that was to go very well, because that was the thing. You could eat it in house, or you could take your picnic to go.
How was the support during that time? Like, I feel like, you know, thinking back to COVID, I was actually thinking about this the other day. Like, we're almost 4 years. I saw that the Olympics are coming back. I'm like, oh, shit. It's been 4 years since COVID started. Holy shit. So thinking back 4 years ago, did you have a lot of, like, local and community support, like, coming in and trying to, like, get stuff to go?
We did, but we really hadn't been able to build that base yet. So being in South Main Village, everything was opening at the end of 2019, early 2020.
Yeah.
And even though we'd been open since June, there wasn't much around us. Obviously, Hot Fusion and some other places had been there for a while, but it was still a new neighborhood.
Right.
And we doubled our sales from December to February. And then in March, everything shut down.
Yeah.
And it was really when everyone was discovering it. And I think that's part of the problem the neighborhood's having now is that we didn't get that new shiny period of time because that's when everything shut down. Mm. But we focused on, we didn't so much do the family meals that a lot of places did, but we obviously had beer to go and these big shiny crawlers.
Mm. So pretty.
That you now know about. but we also did donate a meal. So if you're buying yourself food or just are cooking at home but feel like you want to help, you could go and donate a meal and you pay for it on our website. And then we collect everybody's onesie twosies donating a burrito or a sandwich box. And we would coordinate with the local hospitals, the police department, the fire department.
Oh, wow.
And we would say, how many meals do you need? And once we had those, we would go and make them and deliver them to them.
That's awesome.
And so that was a really great way for us to give back to those first responders that were out there and those frontline workers while still keeping our business open.
Cause right, because it was a hard time, but yeah. You're still able to go out and do that and help others. That's awesome.
As a first responder, that's my primary job.
Pause. As a first responder.
We appreciate that. That no, it was that was a really cool thing that a lot, you know,
thank
there was
you
there
for
was
your other, service.
Oh my gosh.
That's what he wanted.
No.
That's exactly, you know, that's what he wanted.
That's like that's the bane of my existence. No, it was such a cool thing that like I knew y'all were doing that and there was a few other places that were doing it that and nobody had to do that. Like that was not anything that anybody asked for, but the fact that these small businesses, especially ones that were just starting up, just were like, "Hey, we're going to help out here," that it's such a cool thing.
Well, even now with like Down and Out does that also.
Yeah, you know, they do their
warnings for their first responders.
Yeah, once a month.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see. And I do want to go back to one thing, though. We talked about earlier on the first 30. We talked about like rock climbing and stuff like that and El Capitan and stuff. And I'm reading the back of the can. It says, make every adventure better with a cold beer from Funky Picnic. But whether you're, was it crushing?
Is it an all
crushing
caps?
Beers?
Now he talks all
caps.
Yeah, he just yells.
But whether
for
you're
no
crushing
reason.
But whether you're crushing our beers around a campfire at a backyard barbecue or at the summit of El Capitan, remember, leave no trace. But I thought it was funny. I'm like, we talked about El Capitan,
and instead of the address, it's the coordinates.
Holy shit! That's shit. So fucking cool.
That's awesome,
dude.
That's
this
awesome.
Is the fucking. I mean, this is the detail. It's just ridiculous. I love it. This is awesome.
One of my favorite.
If you're
things
not drinking over there, you're a piece of shit.
One of my favorite things to do when travel is like a lot of times I travel with my buddy Danny, God, and we'll cool. go hiking, we'll go to different national parks, stuff like that, and we'll grab some local beers, and then we'll just walk until we find the spot. Like we'll walk, and it's like the sun's setting, and it's like we're in Yosemite, and there's like you know. Right there, we're like, all right, we're just going to sit on you know the side of the tree and then just drink this beer. And I love that. That kind of like embodies that whole like thought and that like you can go out and experience and travel and do these things. You know, pack it in, you know what I mean? Put it back, recycle or whatever. But yeah. Drink it and enjoy it. I love that. It's really cool.
Sorry, I was looking at it. I'm like, what? Yeah. Was that just like
shout
something?
Shout out
I just...
to Jenny, who was one of our co-founders and part of our original homebrew group that wrote that for us.
So cool.
Very cool. So now it's just you, right? It's just you, no one else.
Yeah, yeah. Colin does not exist.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
He's dead to us. He had to do childcare tonight, ugh. So he's no longer part of the ugh, business.
Them kids. Okay, yeah. So it's you and Colin are the two owners, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We're the managing members. We've had the same chef and the same brewer since we opened. Now Harper's dead to us because this is his last week. That's our
wow.
brewer. But he's been with us for almost 5 years and like
and now he's dead to us.
Yes,
he's gone.
He is. I mean, that's why there's a Sarah McLachlan song on our feed at the moment.
You can donate to the pets or to Harper's future funds.
So
I
is
guess.
He can you speak on what he's doing? Is he moving to
he's going to another brew pub. Yeah. We don't need to talk about
okay,
them.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe eventually they'll have better, you know,
they need the help is
now,
what you're saying.
He's getting to spread his wings, you know. And they actually own a brew pub in India, and he'll get to travel there twice a year. And
That's cool.
They have more money than we do, so he also can be better compensated for his amazing skills.
Well,
so.
It's also nice to, like, I've realized, like, just working different places now, you learn a lot, even if you're doing a similar kind of job or something, you learn a lot going somewhere else, right? It's nice to say you've been here for 10 years or 20 years. You said you were engineering for 10 years, but isn't it great to, like, move on to something else and continue to grow?
It really is. Yeah. And, like, that's why we're here, and that's part of the reason that a lot of homebrewers will try and brew themselves. And we said, hey, I cook at home. That doesn't mean I can be the chef of a restaurant.
But why not?
Just because I brew at home doesn't mean that we can homebrew.
Yeah.
And part of us opening this was to be part of the community, to help people further their careers. And so, you know, when we can't offer you more, we want you to move on. We want you to grow.
Yeah.
We're still going to be sad about it.
So I have, I have two questions here. First, who's going to be the new brewer? Can you tell us or no?
Is it too soon? We will have a female brewer.
Okay. All right.
Which at the moment, I think that for a while we had like three or four female brewers in DFW, but I think at the moment we don't have any head brewers that are female.
Very cool. Oh my God, that was loud. Holy shit, dude.
Had to bring the gas mask. The crowd, they were freaked out by that.
That's so crazy. I'm assuming you're going to announce it on social media or something?
We will, yeah. Okay. So her first day is tomorrow.
Okay.
It will be Betsy Good.
Okay, very cool. Awesome.
She's actually worked for us before. She was a bartender. She's helped brew. She was president of our Pink Boot Society and for a while, and has led a lot of collaboration brews across the Metroplex. So she's brewed at our place before. She's familiar with it. She's brewed with Harper.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about it.
That's awesome.
She last was the head kombucha brewer at Four Corners and has also worked at Union Beer in the past as a brewer. So
does that mean y'all might have kombucha that's brewed in-house? Is that
no? We won't have that. Okay. I don't think we have enough tank space for that. Or SCOBY space.
Yeah. We did that briefly. We were trying to figure it out.
I still have a couple of those.
Do you?
Yeah, I still have a couple
of those. Don't bring it up.
Yeah. No, those do not last as long. I'm we're good.
I have a technical question. What? How big of a system do y'all brew on?
We have a 7-barrel, which is about 14 kegs, and a 1-barrel pilot. So that's going to be a little bigger than most of your homebrew. But right. So it's going to make about 2 kegs, 2 full-size kegs.
Nice. Okay.
I always like to equivalent that to kegs, because that's what the unit that people know. A barrel is 31 gallons, and a full keg is 15.5.
Because it's half barrel.
Yeah, it's a half barrel.
Right.
And when you're home brewing, were y'all brewing like on a 5-gallon type system?
Well, we had kegs that were until we could upgrade to the actual nice kettles. We had kegs that were cut out that we were brewing in. So it was about 10-gallon batches, 5 to 10-gallon, depending on what size. And then it was usually 5-gallon kegs.
Wow. So, okay, so y'all homebrewed before, right? So it was you and Colin and a couple others homebrewing
in a garage. John and Jenny and Ashley,
So when you started...
It was a lot of us. We just wanted to hang out and drink.
Right? Yeah, we used to do that a lot. We don't do it anymore. We hang out here and we're like, that's
we got a little excessive with it, though. How we were brewing like every other weekend.
We were brewing every other week, and we have these 5-gallon batches, and we didn't know what to do with them. He had a closet full of beer that we couldn't like give away fast enough. Right, exactly. It's 5 years
old.
And
I got rid of a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we threw a shit ton of stuff away. I still have a few in my fridge right now. I'm probably going to go home and check it out and like probably dump it. I don't know. It's probably not great. But, you know, we were making so much. But, yeah, going back to the question. So, y'all were brewing, and then you decided you want to start Funky Picnic. Did you start brewing in Funky Picnic, or did y'all immediately get like a brewer and like, all right, we've got some ideas, but you are the person that's going to be doing this stuff?
So there's some really weird laws around alcohol.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far y'all got into the homebrewing side, but I know we at least got told once by the TABC, you're not supposed to be giving this to people that are outside of your home and aren't your family.
Wow, really?
Yeah, we never...
No, we're fine.
We gave a lot of...
parties and then just like give as much away as we could. Bachelor parties and parties.
Yeah, it was...
To your family.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah.
Is it kind of like a...
These are my brothers.
Is it kind of like a friends and family on PayPal? Is that...
Right, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so the you have to get federal licensing, and then you can get state and local before you can give your what you've brewed to anybody other than your family and outside of your home. The only time is if it's a registered competition that's been registered with the TABC.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to do a business because you literally can't give it to anybody except for people
lucky.
That love you.
Well, but Mr. Government Man.
We gave
your
a lot away.
Like, this is wonderful. And you're like, oh, I should start a brewery.
yeah.
But you can't do a proof of concept. And it's really hard to raise money. And it's really hard to get there. So we had done competitions. And now most of those have also gotten shut down. But we were doing competitions and being able to, through those competitions, legally give it to the public, have them vote. And part of what we did is our logo or our motto is craft beer for every taste. And that was one of the things that we brought to those was, hey, here's a beer mosa if maybe you don't normally like beer.
Right.
It still has beer in it, but it's going to be more like a mimosa. Yeah. You know, here's a shandy. Here's something that maybe you might like if you think you don't like beer. Let's get you halfway there because we all started and some of us still eat Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. It's so good. By far my favorite.
Mine too, right?
You know, but like we all started with the kids' meal and sometimes, you know, we make it to the adult meals. Sometimes we don't. But
Timothy.
No, I've expanded my palate. But like I said, like I will stick with I'm going to eat
with
my
the
burgers.
PB&J
I'm going to do my PB&J meat. You know, yeah.
But yeah, we had to really... We are engineers, so we had an 80-page business plan.
Wow.
Yeah. we are very risk-averse. We might have researched too thoroughly, but probably not because we didn't see the pandemic coming.
Well, yeah, there's things you just can't plan for, right? Yeah.
But we really wanted to make sure we were coming into it right, and then we got a SBA loan. We have friends and family investors. We put our own money in. We had to get a... lease, which also they had to see that we had money.
It's your phone.
Things.
It's that phone up there.
Oh, okay. Javier, will you?
We probably should turn the alert. Don't grab it.
No, like just press the stop doing what it's doing.
It's fine.
It's like 2 weeks late. Wasn't it last week?
I don't know
when the alert went on everyone's phone, even if you had alerts turned off. Okay, sorry to cut
you off.
Which
the fact that a government can do that—that's crazy.
That's fucking bonkers. Yeah. Your phone went off, right? Everyone's phone went off. Yeah. Even if you have alerts.
Dude,
on.
I got a phone call. Did you get the phone call?
No.
Oh, they called. Yeah, I had my alert go off and I got a phone call saying this is a test from blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Nope, didn't have that. That's all you, bud.
The crazy thing I saw was people warning saying, hey, if you have an emergency phone that's hidden and you don't want someone you're with to know you have it, make sure it's turned off and you don't turn it on because as soon as you turn it on, this alert will go off.
I saw all the memes about the prisoners that had it and they were hiding them in their butt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, he's vibrant. Okay, stop. Whatever.
Oh, my.
I feel like some of those things were going a little beyond. It's like, if you were in this situation and you might be here and do this, be ready because this is going to happen.
I feel like it's like Charlie Day doing like
I mean, my thought was domestic violence.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but I was also like, thinking of like, oh, you're cheating on somebody.
I was thinking,
I thought of that too.
Yeah,
I got two phones, one for my plug and one for my
low.
Other.
Yeah, yes. So be ready with your burners is basically what people were saying. Like, God damn,
they used to call me burner baby.
No one called you.
Nobody
burner. No one burner called baby. You burner baby.
Wait, you want me to call you that?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Just don't call me late for dinner. Okay, sorry.
Stop, Dad.
Sorry.
Were y'all ever a part of Blue Bonnet Beer Fest or Blue Bonnet Brew Off? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, we entered that for several years, and then we've also been there as Funky Picnic.
I probably drank plenty of your beers then. We used to go to Blue Bonnet all
every
the
year.
Time.
Yeah.
My buddy Hervey that's in the chat right now, we used to go like almost every year. And that's where I had Hop Fusion for the first time, probably had you for the first time. I mean, there's all sorts of like great beers that you see like Blue Bonnet. You're like, oh shit, this is some good stuff. This is better than the stuff that we have. And then all of a sudden
how
you have
them.
How
many of those do you not remember?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, then the problem was that then we made friends with party. We made friends with a lot of brewers and whatnot and people that worked at breweries, and we started going to Big Texas Beer Fest.
Yeah.
And we would get so sloshed because
you'd fill your card out.
And then our friends would be like, don't worry about it. Here's some more. And by the time we're getting back on the train and, you know, we leave, you know, two people get off the train because they think that's the wrong train and they end up at Denny's. And
did y'all go to the first Untapped Fest?
No.
I wanted to so bad.
The one across from Trinity Groves it was still a parking, like just a dirt lot.
I remember that, yeah.
I got tickets and like nobody else got tickets in time and it sold out. So I went by myself. Got way too drunk. I just remember Givers was the headliner, and I just was like drunk dancing in all my best glory.
I remember that. Yeah, it looked like such a good time, and I wasn't able to go.
Yeah. Everybody else waited to buy their tickets, and I like
morons.
Yeah, so I just went by myself.
That's awesome. I think De La Soul did like the year after that, and then I think Delta Spirit did the second year also. But I'm so jealous. I haven't been to one of those beer fests in a long time.
I only got to go to GABF once, and that was one of the best weekends of my entire life. It was so great.
Once is great. The second time, if you try and do two sessions, I felt like it was too much.
We just did one day.
Yeah. I feel like that's perfect.
And we did the whole thing where we had the, what's the Sam Adams, like the gold one that's like a big deal?
Utopia.
Utopia. Uh-huh. There was like a certain time and no one knew, and we were in line with like 10 other people, and they're like, hey, here you go. I was like, oh shit. And it was so bad. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It's like 26%.
Yeah. It's basically drinking like, I don't know, some kind of whiskey beer.
It's varnish.
I think it was about a year and a half ago that the last one came out, and we got a bottle.
Oh, really?
And we said, hey, same thing. Be here at 3. We're going to give out 1 ounce samples until this is gone. I mean, like, not for free.
Right.
Because it's like a $300 bottle.
Right, exactly.
We're going to give out 1 ounce, sell 1 ounce samples until it's out, because so few people get to try that.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to get it.
Yeah, we sold it out in 3 hours.
Wow.
It's like getting your
hand on
Pappy.
A start at 3 o'clock, like when people are still at work.
Let me ask you, how much is a 1 ouncer then?
I don't remember. I think it was 10 to 15.
Oh, that's not
it
bad.
It wasn't bad.
No, I was thinking like 20, 30 bucks.
No.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think to be able to try something
that's almost like untouchable.
I mean, it was a 1 ounce pour, so it's not much, but...
Yeah, but like if someone said, oh, we got Pappy Van Winkle, you want an ounce? Like, it's kind of on that same level.
Yeah, I want an ounce, but I don't want to pay $50 an ounce for it. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, I only been to that one, the Blue Bonnet, I think, with y'all, and some guy wanted me to pork his wife. It was weird. It was so weird.
How come you always go in these...
I wanted to, but they were like, hey, I remember that.
He was like, I'm going to go back in. You're like, no, we've got to go.
No one's going to pick you up. You're going to be here by yourself.
And this is before Uber. Like, there was no Uber.
You were at a hotel.
I know, but he's like, yeah, we got beers in the room. You can just come stay the night with us.
It was weird. It was weird.
It was so...
Was he wearing a pineapple shirt?
No, but I just remember I was... Never mind. Okay.
All right.
But listen, I want
it was always
beer.
Fun because you had like your home brews, and then you had like your, like, I think there's like small breweries that were able to still do another room. And so you got to try different things. We got so hammered.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they started switching it to where like professional breweries were one night and then home brewers were another night.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. We just did them all at one point. Like, it was just way too much. And there was no cards. It was like literally just try anything.
Yeah.
Because they gave you the cup with the...
And then no one's coherent enough to know if they won because they're so drunk by the time they do the awards.
Coming in from the chat, wait, I was there too from Christy.
Oh, yeah. Christy was there.
Yeah, Christy was definitely there.
Yeah. Like, you, like, it seemed like we're having a good time because we're getting to drink, you know, beer that we've paid a minimal amount of money for already, and we're just drinking, getting crazy. And then the people that were actually there competing were also drinking, but some of their shit, some other people's shit, some like crazy stuff that someone brought into town because they were out of town. And like, you could tell that everyone was just having a great time.
Sometimes the person announcing the awards was also too tipsy.
It's like a Moonlight situation. It's like, oh, it's not the right name.
Who just won? Yeah. Who slurred a bit too much?
What was that? Yeah, for sure.
Jesus. I want another beer.
Okay, yeah, so...
I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to say I want one beer, please.
So...
I've got a prickly pear pink peppercorn saison.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. That sounds great.
Sounds amazing.
That's the last one. Yes.
And then the next one's an IPA, and we still have to get into the amazing fucking stout.
Dessert.
I don't think y'all do the burger anymore. I could be wrong. But you had like a Elvis-esque burger thing?
It's back on the menu.
Is it back on the menu? Yeah.
Oh. It was our Burger Week burger. So okay.
It's pink. It really is.
It really is pink. Yeah.
That burger paired with the two peanut butters, one cup is like the best fucking combination.
The Cicerone in the chat will probably tell you that's his recommendation.
Chad and I got, Rodeo Goat. Rodeo Goat came up with this burger. It was like they were pitting the two burgers together, and it was the Ravi Shankar that had peanut butter on it.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with actual peanut butter on a burger. It goes well together.
Yeah. So ours is the beef patty, peanut butter, honey, bacon.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, man. Is there banana?
Bananas.
Yeah. That makes me... Because
it's the Elvis burger.
Right. And thankfully, JPS is right down the road. So whenever I go into a full-on, you know, heart attack, I can be wheeled out on a wheelbarrow and taken down the road. So
And then you just, like, you wash it down with the peanut butter stout. Oh, my God. It's so goddamn good.
So we did it for our Burger Week burger so that you could try it for $6 because everyone thought it was too weird to try.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you could fall in love with it.
That's how you hook them.
Then after Burger Week, we put it back on the menu.
You're getting drug addicts involved is what All you're right. trying to do. Yeah. Like, I want to get you hooked on the taste and then get you back in the brewery.
So I know Colin's not here, but I would like to ask, what is a Cicerone?
Cicerone?
Cicerone.
Is this Cicerone?
Cicerone?
No.
Oh, I was like, Cicerone.
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 There was a stupid Netflix show about brewers that did Cicerone.
Oh, my God. No.
So you have sommelier for wine,
right.
and Cicerone yeah. is the same for beer. So you... There's four levels.
It's good, right? It's fucking amazing.
I'm level one because I studied for years, and I got there through, you know, my wit and my intelligence. Colin just, like, stumbled into level three, which is an advanced Cicerone. He did nothing. He just, like,
right.
I don't know.
Loser.
Walked into the wrong room. That's how I envision like, oh, it because he's not here
I'm
to...
Here.
Tell me any different.
Yeah. Right. So. He's like, this goes well with Cheez-Its and Rice Krispies.
Yes.
And
yes.
Colin, I need you to tell me what goes well with bagel bites.
Bagel bite pizza and Hot Pockets.
I have a friend, and she used to, before COVID, she would work for these big breweries as like one of their marketing people, I guess, or something like that. So she worked for Anchor, and I want to say it was like Kieran, the rice beer.
Sapporo.
Sapporo. And she had to pass the first level Cicerone, and she had no shit about beer. Like, she likes drinking, but she had no shit about beer. And so she messaged me, and I was on the beach in Punta Cana, and she was like, hey, I really need help with this. And she sent me the link, and I passed it in 5 minutes, drunk on the beach, fucking Punta Cana. I was like, I got you. I can help you with this. It was, you know, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the level one. Maybe it was like the first entry
attempt. That's the one Colin got.
Oh, okay. The easy one? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You did the hard one.
Yeah.
My bad.
Okay. I'm sure it goes backwards.
Glass cleanliness.
I'm like the top level.
Wow. You were a boss.
It goes in reverse, right? Level one is the top.
Yeah.
Right. It's like golf.
I'm number one.
Yeah.
Don't look at the chat.
This is my favorite beer yet.
You know what this reminds me of? And don't slap me. But one of my favorite breweries that doesn't exist in DFW anymore was Small Brew Pub in Dallas. Did you ever go there? They had a peppercorn.
They did.
What was it?
Was it
pilsner
a lager?
Or a lager or something like that?
It was a pilsner. Black
and it was
pepper pilsner.
Good. It was really good. That. And then they went out of business. And I was like, I will never get that flavor again. This is that, but with the sweetness and a kind of a fruit.
From the saison.
And
yeah.
It's better. It's better. And but this, like, it gives me that flavor that I've been craving for like 5 years.
This year's batch is a little more peppercorn forward, too.
Which I
so.
Love that.
It's yeah. so good.
On the group chat, breaking news, Love Some Other coming back.
Oh, my God.
That's, are they? Because I've been seeing that for a few years.
Are they really?
That's what Colin said.
I know. He's not here.
Hey, this would be good for like, I mean, this is good for anything. Like when you think about like food pairing.
I think Tammy would love this since she didn't drink beer.
If you're like barbecuing, because you get that peppery, like a steak or a burger or brisket or something like that, go really good with that. But like literally anything, sandwiches.
This is one that started as homebrewers for us. Mm-hmm. And it had a different name.
Oh, it's so good.
And we had to change the name. And that's part of the reason that it's called This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. Because the name did not start as anything political, but it became politically charged.
Please don't say it was Let's Go Brandon. was that what y'all were calling it?
It was Border Disorder.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Because
I don't know what's worse.
And that's the end of the episode, everybody. This is a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
And when we were releasing it as Funky Picnic, it was in the middle of...
Yeah.
Trump building the wall and all of that. And we were like, wait, maybe we should rename border disorder. This.
Maybe do something different.
I don't know, man. I my dumb ass would want to roll with that, but Clearly, I don't have any business.
We were new. This was like 2019, 2020.
No, I have no business.
She's running a goddamn business.
I know. Yeah. I have no business sense. I've been like, somebody, this is funny.
Somebody else had to tell us that because we were like, no, when we made it, it was for Martin House's Riverside Shootout, their homebrew competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we got top 10 with this, and we were looking. They had these cards, and it was like, you know, the each of their beers, it was like, goes well with. And it incorporated like Texas things. So we were like, okay, let's feed off of this. And we were trying to talk about what's Texas. And we were like, we can't put blue bonnets in a beer. That's illegal. and probably has no flavor.
Yeah.
So we started talking about things and we got on prickly pear. And we were like, okay, let's use prickly pear. And we were going to use black peppercorn. And I think it was too much.
Yeah.
And so we went to the pink peppercorn. It was a nice balance. But yeah, that's kind of where it came from. And we were like, oh, it's, you know, like a short, quick swim across a river.
So is the color come from the peppercorn or is the color come
that's
from
come
the...
from prickly pear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let her answer. You don't know I'm shit about saying. Shit.
The activity it goes well with.
Yep.
Love it.
It's coming from... The color comes from prickly pear.
We did change it too.
Right?
This is why we can't have nice things. Yes, it's the prickly pear. It does use a puree now, I think. I don't know if that's what we started with as homebrewers, but
it's very good. It's very good for people that don't occasionally drink beer.
The pink peppercorn's
not that
pink.
Just like a good mix of like a nice mellow taste with alcohol.
Just very
good
flavor.
Like I said, we try and say craft beer for every taste because if you think of beer as a certain thing, and it might be that thing that frat boys do keg stands on, then we want to just try and show you that it's more than that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just have a range. And there's 165 beer styles out there. Like, if you haven't tried all of them, maybe just kind of keep trying.
I think that, you know, this trip we were on, we went to, like, I think three different breweries. And this is the first time I think 30? I saw...
Three.
I wish.
Three.
I wish in a perfect world. I would love that.
I've been to a fuck ton of breweries.
Of course you have. Yes.
But not 30 in one trip.
I usually do 10 in 3 days. So
yeah, I think 10's about the max, especially Denver. Like, how do you not go?
True, that's a lot of breweries over there in just a small congested area.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the first trip where I, like, Tammy... drank the beer. Like, she does not drink beer.
Right.
She's like a vodka soda girl. And she was like, oh, these are good. And even like...
Not Tito's, though.
The ones... Not Tito's. She'll kick your ass if you put a Tito's in her drink.
She will.
We know.
But like, this, so many types of flavors with every brewery you went to. And, you know, we would just get flights and she would enjoy them. And except for the Marble one, because she got every pumpkin-flavored beer... I don't know why she did it, and there was one that was like maybe like 10%, and she's like, I don't like it. It's too strong. It's too dark. I'm like, well, it's your fault. You picked all the pumpkin. But I just love the vastness of like the beer, because you can have people that don't like beer and you know, make something, and they'll love it. And this, I think this right here, she will love, because it's so nice and flavorful.
I don't think I've had this one before. Have y'all had this one long term?
It's usually a yearly beer.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've had it for 2 years, though.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, it's delicious.
If you
want to
do this
really good.
When you can't have it and just throw it in a Pilsner, I'm telling you, it'd be perfect in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thinking back to the kind of the question earlier, how many of the beers do y'all make now that stem back from the home brewing days?
So we have this one and the peanut butter stout are really, I think, the only two.
The
currently.
OGs?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's honestly, a few that occasionally come
through,
but it's
favorites.
Been a while.
They're great.
If you ever had Super Freaker, it was our chili double IPA. That one was one. I will say when we did make it as a brewery, I realized I was getting too old for it. And it just gave me like
heartburn.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this was my favorite. We actually did one of the first ever Cowtown Cycle parties with a keg of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, and then you're going to have to pedal.
Oh, no, thank you.
Getting them
no,
burps.
But we
good
were,
luck never sleeping.
No, we loved it. It was
really?
Great. Yeah. And it was one of those where we were like, this batch is probably, we did two batches and we were like, this batch is probably too spicy for the general public, but this is what we prefer, but this is probably the one we should make for like other people.
Yeah.
But the spicy one's what we did for, I think it was my birthday. On a Cowtown Cycle party when they were still downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was some OG days there, but yeah.
I like the flavor of the spice and like jalapeno and like hot chilies and things like that in beers. And then like it hits you. Like we're, you know, getting older now. We're
late 30s. Gotta pop a pill.
Yeah. I need to be prepared for a spicy beer. You know what I mean? I can't just do it on a whim anymore.
Mm-hmm. Dude, pickled jalapenos get me now. It's so sad.
So, yeah, that and sour. Yeah. Sour will also get
me. I can't do sour at all. So I was up in, so I went to Iceland with our buddy Lance here pretty recently. And so we were at this brewery on this random island in Iceland, and we were like talking to the brewers, and they're really cool dudes. And I saw that they had Cantillon like in the cooler, and we were talking about like their experience going, and I've been a couple of times, so we were talking about all that. And Lance is like, "Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?" So I was like, "All right, you know what? I'll splurge. Tonight I'm going to splurge and get us a bottle of this Cantillon so that you can try this, because I feel like everyone needs to try it." And I felt like shit because it was a real, like, it's like what we had. It's like real sour. You know what I mean? Like, it's got all sorts of shit in there.
Oh, it's a palate
record.
I did
not feel great. You know what I mean?
It's
the next day I did
record.
Not feel great. Yeah. I cannot do sour beers anymore.
Yeah.
I used to love them. I still love them, but they fucked me up.
Yeah.
Bad.
It you just don't feel good.
Right. Yeah. You wake up a bunch, you're like, "Oh no, yeah. I made a mistake."
Swear my life.
But they taste good and you still want to drink them.
Right.
And
right.
You pretend that you're young and
right.
You're not.
Yeah, fuck me, right? Yeah.
A lot of it, I remember we would drink when we started getting into craft brew, people started drinking these craft beers or whatever, and I think everyone says, like, you switch to craft beer and then it messes your stomach. Because people putting lactobacillus and all that stuff, and they're putting lactose in there and just things like that. I think it's a sour, man. Straight up. I don't think it was any of the other craft brews that were messing with me.
If I drink a heavy stout, I'll get a little fucked up.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's messed up because I love them so much. I still love them. It just, you know, it does the thing, you know? Yeah. Don't
it's
love
so,
it.
It's so sad.
All right. So let's talk about Funky Picnic a little bit more. So you've got the brewery that's been open for four years, right?
Four in June.
Nice. So over 4 years. Hooray. And then recently, one, you know, a pizza spot that was right next door. It used to be Black Cat Pizza. They went under or went out, or is they doing their own thing? I don't know what they're doing. And they were next door. It was great because we could grab a pizza, you know, if we wanted to, which we'd probably just go and get a burger at your place anyway. But if we want to get a pizza and then go next door and get a beer, we could. Now you have both of the places.
We have both.
So what is the difference between the brewery and the cocktail pizza spot?
The back room.
The back room.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Never been there. Sorry.
My favorite. I've never been there.
It's your favorite. You've
it's
never been
favorite
there?
Because it's 21 and up.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's no kids.
That's right.
So.
Because there's no kids.
When we were. When we were expanding, we really looked at, okay, we're going to have this second space. It's going to be connected. What do we think people are asking for that we don't have in the current space?
Yeah.
And part of that was that because we have this bar that's just in the middle of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's great because it's right there. It's just all part of it. But also sometimes there's just a kid running around right behind you. And if you're just trying to sit there at the bar and have a beer, especially on Family Fridays where we do 50% off kids meals.
Oh, wow.
And you're just like 3 o'clock trying to enjoy happy hour and then a kid's running around being crazy because we all know they went even crazier in COVID. Yes. And all the parents were too tired to care anymore. Let's create a space that's just for the adults. So you have this for when you have the kids, but when you have date night and you don't even want to be around other people's kids, you have the back room.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more upscale. It has, you know, kind of the vibe of this room, honestly. you got the darker walls, the plush seating, and then we have craft cocktails. Mm-hmm. We have 8 taps back there. Usually around 3 to 4 of them are exclusive. So we have a few beers back there, like a British Strong Ale. Instead of just the peanut butter stout, we have a 10% peanut butter cheesecake stout that's barrel aged.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet Christ.
Just in the back.
Just in the back room.
Oh.
So are we swinging
my head
by
hurts
there?
And I want to go.
Shit. Hang on. Are we going to swing by there after the thing on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, fuck, cool. Yes.
All right. So the name of that one is I Promise Shelby No More Long Beer Names and I Fully Intend to Keep My Word.
That's the name of the... That's fucking awful. I hate it and I love it.
Except for this is the barrel-aged version. So barrel-aged,
yeah.
I Promise Shelby No More Long Beer Names and I Fully Intend to Keep
and
My Word.
In order to serve it, you should tell the bartenders they have to say the entire name.
So on the menu on the menu in the back room, we only have room a shorter amount of room, so it's I Promise Shelby ... and then when they order, I always say the whole thing back to them and they're like, wait, what?
Why is there so much?
I did not order that. You didn't know.
Come again.
But we have that. We have a British Strong Ale called Gingy Needs a Father Figure.
yes!
Which is the brewery cat that our brewer adopted. and now wears a bow tie and a leash.
Oh my god,
he's a cat man now.
Yes.
He loves the
I'm
cats.
I'm a cat dad.
Cat dad.
We have a gin spiced whip beer called Why Can't I Be Turbo Man?
Nice.
I'm telling you, the best, most the names, unique name.
Yeah, they're the best.
Drooling. And you can submit your own.
Now that we know that, we're going to go crazy box. Next yeah. time we go up there. I'm gonna like,
and our new
ask.
Brewer has already said that she needs help with the beer name. So okay.
we got
come
her.
On with
oh,
it.
We got her.
Yeah, daddy.
We got her.
It's going to be so much
Although
fun.
Although she, the That's My Purse, I Don't Know You, was a collab with Pink Boots that she helped brew. So.
Oh, yeah?
I
love it.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Oh, my God. I want to get that tattooed now.
So, you know, obviously the beer. So there's one time I went to Funky Picnic and then, you know, had a couple beers and then had a burger and then went next door. And I was like, I just want a cocktail and get away from these goddamn kids. So, like, we went next door. I didn't.
Fuck
I mean,
them kids.
No, he said that.
Yes, fuck them kids. So went next door and I had some, like, smoky. It was like an actual smoked something that was. Pump smoke into something. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Is it smoke and mirrors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Holy shit.
So it's a cocktail, and we had our bartender that was playing around with different craft cocktails, wanted to do something with smoke, and I was like, I just couldn't sleep one night, and I was like, man, smoke and mirrors. Oh, we could do it like on a mirror.
Yes.
And so we actually smoke cinnamon with the glass upside down into the glass.
That sounds good.
And then mix the cocktail and put it in another glass. And we take it to the table and flip it over so it's still full of smoke and pour the cocktail on top.
Yes.
And it's called the Smoke and Mirrors.
That's
it's
the
great
one.
Great for fall, but it cool. somehow still sold well through the summer. So we kept it on the menu.
Nice. Yeah, because you get the aromas and everything, and then you're sipping, and you're like, oh, it just all mixes so well on the palate. It's so fucking
It's got to be the description. Like, if I saw that.
It's like rye whiskey, Grand yeah. Marnier.
Yeah, if I saw that on the menu, like, no matter what time of year, like, oh, it's going to be smoked? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check that out. Yeah,
yeah
for
we're
sure.
doing that Saturday.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've got an event that we're going to be doing over at
Southside Cellars,
yeah. And so
Saturday we're closed for Friday and Saturday we're closed for a private event.
Wow.
Look good on
both
you.
Sides. Yeah. Both sides.
No, just on the back room side.
Just on the back room side. Well,
that's the worst day of my life. All right.
Well, fine. Y'all open Sundays? I mean,
if you ask nice enough and we're slow enough, a bartender might go make you one. But we were open on Sunday nights, but business has been too slow. We had to close.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because before Funky Picnic was open till 4, and then the back room was open 3 to 10. But it's been dead in the neighborhood. And
So those listening that are local, y'all should probably go to South Main Village.
Yeah, please do. There's lots of businesses closing. It's rough.
And y'all are the one of the very few places over there too with a parking lot.
Yeah, we
which
yeah,
is really nice.
But honestly, like parking's been pretty frequent because there's been so few people in the neighborhood. Yeah. When we're slow, I like to walk the neighborhood, and it's like, oh, look, there's lots of street parking. That's not good.
Yeah.
Even around Coco Shrimp. It's like, really? You know, that's not good.
Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah, love Funky Picnic. Definitely a huge fan. I remember the first time going to Funky Picnic, I want to check out all the beers. Usually when I go to a brewery, I'll get a flight because I just want to get a taste, right? I'll get like 3 or 4 of the things that sound
just
really good to me. Yeah, just the tip.
See how
my favorite.
Feels.
And then I'll get a full pour. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I found what I like.
That's what I did with La Raza. So, exactly. I did my flight and then I chose which one I liked the most.
You dipped your tip and you decided that's what you wanted.
Went all the way in.
Like, okay, cool. I love it.
Dip the tip, ready to rip. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, hold on there.
Are we going to make shirt? We going to make shirts with that?
Dip the tip, ready to rip. We got a new merch coming, everybody.
That's our new La Raza shirt.
Son of a bitch. But I remember going, and I was like, all right, well, I just want to get, I want to get a little bit of everything. And so there was an actual picnic basket. I don't know what it's actually called.
It's
What's
called
it called?
The Whole Picnic.
The Whole Picnic. And it was like a wooden picnic basket. And I had, 12 to 16 pours of literally everything that was on tap. And it was fucking amazing.
In
I had everything.
In a picnic basket.
Yeah, in a wooden picnic basket. It was amazing.
Yeah, we before we opened, we were like, of course we have to have the regular 4 flight boards. But I went to the local artisans we were working with, and I was like, hey, Brandon, I need a picnic basket that'll hold up to 15 5-ounce pours of beer. and we're going to call it the whole picnic. And he looked at me and he goes, challenge accepted. And they brought it back. And these are the same ones that were made over 4 years ago. And they've held up to all that weight. Because when you have 15 5-ounce pours in there, like, it's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
All of that construction has held up. We have five of them. And at first it was like, oh, because sometimes when one goes out, then everybody's like, what's that? I want that, you know?
Yeah.
But we have to be cognizant also of, you know, it has to be split between two people.
Right.
You can't have another drink. Like, TABC rules. But, you know, we were like, oh, we might need more of these. But five has been the perfect number. We've had certain servers that have done better at selling them, and the bartenders hate them. Because
that's a lot. Yeah.
15 5-ounce pours is just annoying. But, you know, like, it's a great way to be able to try everything. And there are some people. I'm the half pour girl.
Yeah.
So we also have half pours, 10-ounce pours. I like more than just a 5-ounce. I don't want to try little sips of everything. I'd rather have a beer, but I'll do 10-ounce so I can have more of them.
Yeah.
So we have that as well. But yeah, we tried to incorporate all of those people into our thoughts whenever we opened. But yeah, it's a great way to be able to try everything and see what you like, especially if you have a group of people and be like, okay, now this is the beer I want.
So, side question, like, you've been to many breweries. Is that, am I correct to say that you have been to?
No, she hasn't. She hates breweries.
Only one.
Only one. Okay.
I've only been to Funky Picnic.
And it's the only one I've
been to the brewery.
I've never had any other.
And that's the only one you should go to.
In your travels, like, what is your favorite brewery, and what do you get? Like, other than yours, I mean, obviously, you know.
So I said I'll go to 10 breweries in 3 days. I've done that, and I know I've done it in Phoenix, and I've done it in Cleveland.
What was your favorite in Phoenix?
Man, we should have did that in Phoenix.
We should have.
We should have.
It has a bird name.
Yes.
What's it called?
shit. I just had one because I brought them back the other. I brought them back last time I was there.
Is it called shit? That's what I.
No, I'm going to have to look it up.
It was my last one I went to before going to
the airport.
Little
tiny brewery, but like, nice little bar and everything in there. They got a big flag on the wall. Like, the place
huge
is really
patio.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Wren. Something Wren.
I don't know. Okay, I'm going
to
look it up.
Yeah, we went to Four Peaks.
Four Peaks?
Four Peaks. Yeah.
The one that sold out?
Is it sold out?
I think so. Yeah.
They could. The food was decent.
Yeah, it's just Wren Brewing.
Wren Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not crazy.
So the Phoenix trip was also like the week before. I had been at my friend who was opening a brewery in Austin, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is going to happen. I think I'm going to quit. He was like, no. I'm like helping him build out his brewery. And he's like, no, this is all we've talked about for 4 years. You've got to do this. This is our dream. Like, you're going to do it. I was like, all right. So I came back, and that week, the Funky Picnic idea, the name came together with the sandwiches and things like that. Cause we didn't have restaurant experience. We didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
We hadn't been in service industry. We were engineers. What are we doing? Why are we opening a brewery? And, that started to come into focus, and I was going to Phoenix that weekend. And when I was in Phoenix, I was taking notes. I was like, how many barrels is their brewery?
Yes.
At 3 p.m, how many people do they have on staff? How many people are in the restaurant?
I
was taking notes of everything. And so I feel like Phoenix was really good for me I would wake up and they don't have time change. It was the week that they grounded planes because it was
9/11.
Too hot.
It was Christ, not 9/11.
Holy shit.
How old do you think I am?
Why do you keep...
No. He's got an infatuation with 9/11. It's kind of weird.
I can guarantee you I've seen every bit of news or like video.
That's why he doesn't like getting on planes. He's got like afraid of flights and heights.
It was like 115 there. And so like the wheels could... melt as they
and you can't get lift
something like that, but that was like 2 days before I got there. It's fine, honestly. It was a dry heat. It was better than Texas.
Dry heat.
But it I would wake up at 4 a.m because that's when the sun came up anyways, and go hike, and then like go to a coffee shop, and if I could before I took a nap and showered, like hit a brewery and then take a nap, and then just eat lunch at one, go to another one, eat dinner at one.
Arizona
you just
Wilderness.
Have all your meals.
That's another really good one.
Yeah, Arizona Wilderness was great. And I went up to Sedona, and so I hit some either up there or on the way back.
Yeah.
That was really where a lot of the ideas started to come together, and I started to believe in Funky Picnic. So that one's a nice little spot in my heart. And then before we open, I went to Cleveland and everyone's like, oh, for work. And I'm like, no, for fun. Cleveland's really cool.
I was like, who goes to Cleveland for fun?
Yeah, no, it really is. It's a lot like Fort Worth. Yeah. It's an old industrial town. They've redone a lot of their like buildings. There's a lot of breweries and like their market and everything.
Isn't it like the really is it cool Cleveland's hostel. Got like the rock and roll yes. hall? Yeah,
yeah,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you've seen the Drew Carey yeah. show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Cleveland rocks. Cleveland that's rocks. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They have a nice beach. They also have a dog beach, which was fun.
Dog beach.
Really? Yeah. They had that a awesome. Cleveland sign overlooking like the lake right there. So I went when I went. Cuyahoga was still a state park. Now it's a national park. Probably shouldn't be. It was a good state park. I don't know about a national park, it was still fun. Like I would go and hike. Just same thing as Phoenix. I would go and hike, and then I would go to breweries, and that's when I travel solo. What I do. Because nobody else can tell me otherwise. We just need,
honestly, we just
can't tell me what to do. I want to do what I want to do.
We're going to need a podcast trip where we just go to breweries.
Bro, tempt me with a good time. There used to be an app called Brewery Passport. And it like literally would have all the breweries on this app. They stopped getting funding, so they don't even have it anymore.
It's kind of like Weed Maps.
But you
there's
would
one
go
for
in,
Texas breweries.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'm going to check that out. What's it called?
It's from the Texas Craft Brewers Guild. I think it's Texas Brewery Passport.
Nice. So there was like a brewery. It was just a passport app, and it was like kind of shitty, but whatever. It was a good way for me to kind of keep track of all the breweries because I love to travel. Been to like all 50 states.
Oh, you don't say, Chad.
But then whenever I go, I've got to hit 5 to 10 breweries mm-hmm. usually. Like I got to hit all the breweries in the area because I probably won't be back. I just want to make sure that I've gone and I've done the thing. And so it's just cool to go and like whenever we do travel together, we got to go to all the breweries. We did the one in Shreveport together.
We did.
Whenever we went to Shreveport, it's like the only podcast trip we did together.
We went to a brewery.
Oh, you know? that yeah.
And then we got the King
the
Cake.
One that does the grit and grace or grit and I don't remember the fuck. Whatever.
They had King Cake beer, right? Is that the one?
I don't know.
No, moving on.
Oh no. Oh man, what's that one I like?
Ghost of the Machine. Ghost of the Machine. But we did not get that from there because we didn't go to that brewery.
All right, so we've got a fourth beer here.
Do we? Because I don't have anything.
The second
in my
to
cup.
Last beer.
Oh shit! Sorry, I didn't even see that. It was in the way.
You're a real asshole, dude. What
really
are you doing?
Rude
of you.
Thank you so much. She's so kind.
So much nicer than you are.
I'm a Cicerone.
Cicerone.
The highest level
Cicerone.
Too.
Cicerone.
I'm number one at Cicerone.
So this one is I want to do
Cicerone
arson.
Cicerone I know.
I want to do arson so bad.
That's a beer name. That's a beer name right there. I'm number one.
What is it?
I'm number one at Cicerone.
That's a good beer name. I'm number one Cicerone.
I'm Sam and I'm number one Cicerone.
Put an AY at the end.
Let's just go
it's just
flood
like
it.
A dash E-Y-A-E-H, like you're Canadian.
Right.
Cicerone.
So,
this is so much fun.
I'm assuming I want to do arson so bad is another like fan submission.
It was probably just something someone said.
Yeah.
I want to do arson so
I
bad.
Think, I think we
That's
overheard.
That's the next beer name. Hell yeah.
I think we overheard a customer saying it. But also I had a server tell me the other day and she goes, I forget our beer name sometimes, and I just heard somebody say, I want to do arson so bad, and I was really worried for a second.
And I forgot. They just wanted beer.
Oh, wait. We sell that.
Yeah. We have that here.
If we want to talk about arson, we know where to go now.
Right. You know, this is a good way to confess to crimes, like name them beers. Yeah, so I committed a murder, and it was a... No, I can't say that. It was a Chad.
Just
it was
stop.
A Chad.
Just stop.
Commit a murder. It was a Chad.
Just stop.
It was a Chad.
The worst. All right, so this one is a cold IPA. What makes it a cold IPA?
A cold IPA is the new version of an IPL.
Okay.
Which is a India Pale Lager. So you're using more of a lager. I think there's differences. Even brewers aren't sure, and I'm not a brewer.
Yeah.
But that's basically how it was rebranded because people didn't know what an IPL is, and they know what an IPA is.
Right.
But basically it's fermented colder. And that's the cold part.
Okay. Nice.
So
yeah, and it's got a little haze to it.
This was
very
a
flavorful
collab, I believe, with Lakewood Brewing. Mm. And it's part of our Home and Away series for the TCU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah, so we started this last year where we do a collab with the visiting teams. except for West Virginia, because we couldn't get any of them to return our calls. So that didn't happen this last week. But last year we did that, and it worked out really well for us because TCU won all of their home games. But we make like a little wager with the visiting team's brewery, and we say, hey, whoever wins has to donate to a charity of the winning brewery's choice.
Oh, that's so cool.
And last year we didn't have to give any money.
Hell yeah.
So thank you, TCU. It's a win-win.
This year is not looking so
right.
But this was our first one with Lakewood for the SMU game, and we'll have another one coming out this next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So this one was a last year thing?
No, this was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So when they played SMU this year. Gotcha. So which one is coming up this week? Who are they playing?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's hard to...
I can look it up.
I'm sure it's hard. I mean, if you're doing something like this every week, so you're doing a different beer every week for home games.
Okay, so it's been a few weeks since we've had one.
Okay, gotcha.
Like I said, we could never get anyone in any brewery in all of West Virginia, not just Morgantown,
able
to get back to us. I even had a friend that was up there and went to the breweries and tried talking to him.
Really?
And it still didn't happen.
They just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think they don't care up in West Virginia.
Utah's the one this week.
Okay. Have you been to Utah?
I have.
Have you drank beers at Utah?
It was hard at that time. I was in college. Yes. It's been a while.
Okay.
But it was also when you had to... I tried to order a beer without food.
That hasn't changed.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
And they had like the little liquor stores in the front of the restaurant. It was really weird.
It's very, very strange, their laws.
But great skiing.
Oh,
that's why we were really there. But
yeah,
it was weird because it was like a Fat Tuesday and we were there and just met up with some of my dad's friends. And I tried to order a beer and they were like, you have to order food with that. I was like, with the beer?
Yeah, we wanted to get flights and they were like, we can bring two out at a time and there has to be food.
Yeah, where we were at the place that had like that weird
Sasquatch or something like that.
It was something on a play on the religion over there. It's like when you have Mormons. Multiple wives.
Oh,
Polygamy Porter.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. We were like, whatever that brewery is. I forget the name of that brewery. We went to go get a Polygamy Porter and we were going to get flights. And they're like, well, get the food first. And then I remember later in the night, it was also, I had never been to Utah before. Yeah. We were just there. And we happened to be there on what they call, it's a Pioneer Day. Have you heard of this? It's like this like yearly holiday that they have there. It's Pioneer Day, something to do with the religion or something, their history or something. But the people that are not religious, because there are people that are not Mormon there, they call it Pie and Beer Day. And they just drink and eat pie. And like that's their whole thing. It's like, all right, y'all do your thing, but we're going to drink heavy and eat pie all day. And we just happened to be there that day for Pie and Beer Day.
And we drank heavier than anybody there.
It was like a Thursday night. Like we were just like getting crazy. And we were like, let's take shots. And they're like, all right, here's your glass with a straw and ice. Like they don't do shots. They do like mini cocktails that you have to suck out of a straw. It was weird.
Yeah. The Lord doesn't take upon shots.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, the lower ABV, right? And so I remember having just our table full of beer, like empty beer bottles, and people looking at us like, what is up with these guys?
Those heathens are going to hell.
We're from Texas. We have full strength
beer.
We're
used to the ABV. You know what I mean?
We're not from Oklahoma.
Right. That 2.5-3% shit. Yeah.
God, that was wild. Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite Colorado beer?
Or brewery?
Brewery.
Oh, I don't know. I've been stuck here. I've been stuck in this brewery.
That's left hand.
It's not Coors.
Left hand's for me.
It's not Coors.
Not Golden. You're not Coors? A Golden Coors fan. Yeah.
That's how people order it. I take a Coors.
All right, let's take that. Let's bring it back up a little bit. If there was a beer that was not a Funky Picnic beer, and you're like, I'm just going to go home and I could really have this one, do you have a fave?
I like the old classics. You know, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, some Two Hearted.
Okay.
I like those West Coast, like, Pale Ales and West Coast IPA styles that I cut my teeth on.
Right. Very cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Those are the ones I go to. Okay. That's what I'll go to Southside and get to go.
Oh, yeah.
You are braver than me because I am a weenie when it comes to, like, I'm very picky when it comes to my IPAs. Like, I just, you know, either I like them or I don't. And
what are the ones you like?
He doesn't know names.
Just cold names. IPA.
This one is delicious.
This one's great. I have become
this
picky
one's
too.
Very good because, like, usually, like, I get that bitter. I'm like,
this one's approachable.
See, that's how I used to, like, be all about the West Coast the more bitter, the better. Like, I just want to, I want to feel something.
I want
something,
you to sting, you know, me. I want to
like
feel
like you said,
weird.
Right? I want to hurt a little bit because
give me that
of how
strange.
Bitter it is. I can't do it anymore. Like, I want to get the flavor. Like, this is extremely flavorful. Yeah. It's delicious. You kind of get that citrus and everything, but it doesn't, like, hurt.
I bought,
it doesn't give me that face. You
know, the first IPA I ever had was Arrogant Bastard.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was a bad one.
It was. It was terrible. Like, I was like, nope.
And in the, like, the teens or something, like, oh, the percent is way up there.
And the bitter units or whatever. The, it's
insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
IBUs.
There you go. Yeah, terrible.
Mm. Yeah. I'm surprised Colin's not in the chat, like, just talking shit. We've been talking about
he's
beer a while. I keep
bed.
Looking up and, like, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? What's he going
to
say?
He's a dad. He's probably asleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Wow. Wow.
Go to sleep, little baby. Cool.
So you always have events. I know that you've got like a lot of like drag brunch. Is it drag brunch? Right? Like you've got drag brunch. You've got
this
like
Saturday.
Things going on constantly. What are some of those things that you've got that are like constant that people can like look forward to?
So we do drag brunch the second Saturday of every month, and then we do a drag after dark on the fourth Friday, but with the holidays coming up and some events coming up, it's actually a little different. So I think it's the third. So it's October 20th is our next drag after dark. Okay. So this Saturday is drag brunch, and next Friday is drag after dark,
nice.
Which is in the back room. So it's like a late night Friday show instead of that Saturday daylight show.
Okay.
And then we do trivia every Wednesday. Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been drinking. Whatever.
If you're listening a lot or on the streaming platforms, you're late to it. You should have been there.
But,
should have been there yesterday.
But it's every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's every Wednesday. Okay. And tomorrow, about once a month or every 3 weeks, we do a theme. So tomorrow's Disney trivia.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
So
terrible.
Just let it go.
Absolutely terrible.
I would do that with Disney. Yeah.
Like I kill it at some like general trivia, general knowledge, but you start going in like Disney or specifics and that.
Or 9/11.
Usually it's general. I think tomorrow's Disney and then November 1st is Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, sick.
With that,
Javier,
can we
do that?
Why are you asking me?
You know
why. Because you're the only Mexican at the table.
Mexican man?
Yes.
Dia de los Muertos.
You know why.
Dude, if you're going to ask someone about mayo, who's it be? Like one of us, probably. So, like, come on.
Yeah.
Tip me with a good time.
Okay, Miracle Wonder Bread. I don't
got
know.
You. I can help with that.
Jesus. Hey, like, what kind of
you're
events?
Like, we call it aioli now.
Yeah, it's aioli. It's got a little garlic in it. All right, bitch.
It's fancy now. So what kind of
gray
events?
Poupon.
It's spicy. It's a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper.
She went over the events.
Jesus Christ. But what kind of other like future events would you like? Like, what would you like to do? Would you like to have like a little like a festival like in the parking lot that people can go to?
I'm for everything. The problem with doing a festival in the parking lot is you lose all the parking in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the one place that has a parking lot, yeah, you lose that.
But like we talked about car shows several times, especially using the parking lot for something like that on a Sunday or something when the neighborhood's not as full.
Yeah.
But a lot of that was pre-COVID or pre another COVID outbreak or whatever. So it's never really come to pass, but I have a lot of family that's been into cars. So that's always been a thing I'd, you know, be into, but I'm open for anything. We're all for what the community is asking for. So
I like that.
We have music bingo now on Thursdays, which I like because trivia is like you come with your team and you don't talk to the other teams. But music bingo, when I went to my first one, I was like, do you know the song? Because it's just a bingo card. Everyone knows the answers. Yeah, it's just having the right bingo card to win.
So it's
and
like 50-50.
Paying enough attention.
Right.
So you can Shazam it and everything else. And you can just go by yourself or go with one or two other people. And seeing couples kind of like start talking to each other and make friends while they're playing. Because once you know the song, you can just talk through the rest of it. That's a lot of fun. And that's what we do every Thursday now. And Colin hosts we keep bringing up this person that doesn't exist.
Ugh, gross.
Vomit.
But once a month.
Oh, he's still in the chat, by the way. There you are.
But we host a beer class. So like if you want to know more about beer and food pairings, then we do. The next one coming up is going to be Halloween candy and beer. Ooh. So all that candy you steal from your kids, what beers do you pair it with?
Oh, that's amazing. Do you pay for this?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll bring you, he custom picks the beers that we have on tap with the candies that he's gonna do, and then you come this. And he talks through his, you know, basic Cicerone knowledge.
His level 3 bullshit.
Damn, Chad. Come on,
man. I'm just saying.
He ain't dead. He's over here listening.
he's one of 8 in the state, so damn. I really should.
Come on, man.
That advanced Cicerone's kind because of a
most
big
people,
deal.
Most
and there's
people
not a level 4 in Texas.
Advance faster? Is that what you're saying? Because he's at 3, you're at 1.
Is our boy Mikey one of those? Is he level 3?
Mikey, Mikey works at, what is it, 83 on Stereo? Is that what the name of the place?
I don't know where he's at now.
He is a Cicerone and a sommelier. He's a pretty cool guy.
I do want to say, breaking news, the Rangers have made it to the American League Championship Yay! Series. They've beaten the Orioles 7-1.
All three. They
swept
them home.
They swept.
And by a, well.
7-1.
Except for the last innings.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But that means that we have swept the two teams that we played against. I got to get that in because I'm sorry. We're just one game or we're one series away.
Final four.
Final four.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
And now, Action Sports with Javier. Go ahead and get it out there.
Hey, the Rangers won! Okay, I'm sorry. I had to get
and
that
out. Was Action Sports with Javier. Thank you,
Tim.
Javier.
Thank you.
And okay. That's enough.
So, yeah, no, I'm very excited. I do want to go more often. I really don't do much because of work.
I want to go to this candy thing. That
yeah, me too. That
awesome.
Sounds amazing.
So as that's October 26th.
Okay.
As perfect. Long as there's not candy corn pairings.
I love candy corn.
Come on. If there's a good beer, if there's a good beer to go with it, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I'm a big fan of the Skittles. Just the little, or not the Skittles, sorry, the Snickers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a big chocolate fan, but like, that's a nice little, you know, just the tip of the chocolate.
They're always just little, this is little only snack bites.
Yeah. How many times are we going to say just the tip in this podcast?
Hey, man. That was my motto. No, I'm not.
Stop.
I'm all a right. woman in beer. I've been brainwashed.
Poor you.
So I see we have a jar here. Do we have questions from a jar?
We do have questions.
I think we should do a couple questions, and then we've been at this for...
But we still got to
get it.
But
we still got this. Yeah.
Two peanut butters, one cup.
Okay,
so we're going to open that.
Chad, will you do the honor?
Yeah, as long
Wait,
as you...
No, here. She's the guest.
I'm the Cicerone.
She's the Cicerone.
Shaking it up there.
Fafangu.
Thank you very much, okay. Cicerone. The best of the best there.
I'll let you pass that over to her so she can pull out
so these
a
are random
question?
Questions that people have submitted either through social media, our Google phone, which is 817-677-0408. You have any question for our future guest or for us, we'll pull them out of the jar. You can call, text 817-677-0408 or just hit us up on social media at the Funky Panther and just let us know your question. We'll throw it in the jar.
Even if you hate
Bye
us.
Bye now.
Yeah, right? That's pretty bad. 817-677-0408. I said 817. No, okay, I'm done.
So if you were stranded on a deserted island, name what three items would you want to have with you?
Ooh, that's a good one. A lot of so we're going to let the guests go first or we just...
No, yeah, let right. her.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go first.
Let Thanks. The guests go first. Jeez, Tim.
What an asshole.
Sunscreen.
It's a good one because I don't burn as much.
You will burn on an island, bitch.
Much, but like to be on an island by yourself and die of skin cancer just sounds horrible.
Oh God, yeah.
So we got sunscreen.
It smells so good. Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sunscreen.
Two more, right?
I'm gonna go with a knife.
Okay.
So I feel like that's good for
you need a
opening
sharp
like
object.
Coconuts or yes. you know. Anything that you
fish.
May need
digging,
there,
even fish.
Just make yeah, digging fish, making your home.
True. Yes.
You know yeah. any coverage.
We've all
anything
watched
like
Castaway.
That. Yeah, and Naked
and
Afraid.
Lost.
Yeah. Oh, I love Naked and Afraid.
Right.
What part do you like the most?
The Afraid part.
Oh my God, that's fucked. Did Actually, when you think about it, that's so much more fucked than you just saying naked.
Right?
You're gross, man.
It's naked right. out 24/7 here.
Third thing.
Probably a book, but I'm trying to think what book it would be.
Harry okay. Potter.
Are you, you a big reader?
Just one? You would choose one Harry Potter just book? One.
Actually, it'd be the Order of the Phoenix for me.
And for you, it'd be the ones that Anthony pulled out the last few pages.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yes.
I am a big reader. Now more audiobooks because I would just fall asleep if I read things. Yeah. But yeah,
me too.
I'd have to come back to like what book, but okay. Yeah.
But a book. So a book. Knife, book, and what was the first
one? Sunscreen.
Sunscreen, that's right. Okay.
I'm listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger's newest book right now.
It's He's really got a good. Book.
This is a book.
This book is very good.
No, that was, neither one of us did it well. I think we've been drinking too much.
Yeah, I know.
We've had too much beer.
That's very
What is it? Yeah, what's in Arnold? You're the one with the voices.
All right, besides this horrible accent, what are you bringing to the Desert
Island? Called out.
Mine would be.
You only get two because you're bringing the horrible accent.
Mine would be that shovel, that little small shovel with the serrated.
That you can, the K-tool, I think is what they call it.
And then I would bring like one of those water purifier straws. Like
life straw. Oh, okay, yeah. Life straw. That's smart. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Third, it'd probably be like a It'd be like a penthouse or something.
Penthouse.
So an actual fuck.
Yes. Yes. I mean, because, you know, you can only go off of so much in your memories, so you just got to go with the reading literature.
Okay, a magazine. I thought you meant an actual penthouse. Like, I'm going to bring a house with me. I was like,
hey,
I'll
take it back.
A trailer park. What? At first, so Colin in the chat has said, with full hand morons. I was like, man, he's really angry with us. He said full hand motions. My bad. All right. Okay. I was like, we need to calm down calling him out because he's getting real upset.
Somebody's not having as many beers as we are.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, poor guy. So good.
All right. So they were, remind us, it was Penthouse Magazine. It was
the K tool, right?
Or the K shovel or whatever. Yeah,
shovel was serrated in.
Yeah, the military then, shovel.
Yeah, military shovel. Yeah. And the sucking straw.
Okay, life straw.
Life straw.
It's called a life straw. That's,
sucking straw, whatever.
All straws are sucking straws.
Not all of them.
Okay, yeah, they are.
That's why they're called straws.
I'm going to bring a hatchet. I'm going to bring a butane torch, like one of those like big, like.
Oh, it's so good.
Like you get from Home Depot, like. You're going to weld some shit.
This is dangerous, by the way.
Bring in one of those going start good. Fire.
Yeah.
It's only going to take a little bit. And like a tarp.
You would bring a tarp?
Just a tarp so I can have shelter.
Man, that's great. That's really good. I think I would do a tent.
What, not a tarp?
Yeah, not a tarp. I'm going to stick with a tent.
Your whole ass tent.
Because it's a little bit better than a tarp. I'm going to...
I didn't even think we'd bring tents.
Yeah, of course we'd bring tents.
We bring tents.
I thought he was bringing a fucking penthouse.
I'm bringing a fucking penthouse.
I'm picturing a Barbie. I have egg on my face. Like a Barbie dream house.
With that's open walls and shit.
It's this big.
Yeah. He just wants to play in
it. I'm going to say a tent, bow and arrows, right? Like bow and arrows.
Are you good at those?
Yeah, of course. Jesus. Come on.
I watched Naked and Afraid where they got nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was good at it.
Oh. Well, I mean, you have time. You'll get better maybe. I don't know. And then three would be like a thing of waterproof matches. Yeah.
You don't want to like.
You don't want to bring a torch?
No, just waterproof matches because you're going to run out of the torch.
You're going to run out of matches? You're
gonna run out of matches. Probably not. Probably just not.
Get one of those fucking things.
Oh, yeah. Flintstone things. Yeah.
My torch is like literally one click and then it's lit.
No, I'm going to get Flint.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that'll last way longer than most.
I'm going to force.
A torch has fuel. You'll still run out of
it. But a lot of it. And I'm gonna.
No, he's getting the torch without fuel. He's he's just hoping for the best.
And I can forage for Flint.
You can forage for Flint. There's not going to be Flint on the island, you fool.
You don't know.
So Naked and Afraid, they give you like 2 weeks or a week,
it's
right?
A month.
Is it a month? To
I
get,
think so, yeah.
To get like 30 miles to where you got to
pick
it's
usually
you
not that far, so it's only the last like few days that you're actually traveling.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one I last watched was she was like a bow hunter and brought her bow and arrow. And she tried to teach him, but she tapped out after like 3 days.
Oh my God.
And so he had that, but she could never catch anything. He never did. So he went 30 days without eating.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah. And then he hiked out and was able to get out, and he survived it. But
holy shit.
He just didn't eat. He was able, he had water, and he could go that long without eating anything sustainable. But so I mean, that's why when you said bow, I was like, oh.
I mean, a bow would be great.
I think you
I
should also bring think, fishing stuff.
Also, you're
we're on,
gonna,
we're on an island,
on
you moron.
On an island. They were like in the safari. So
I'm into bow fishing or spear fishing. That would be fun, too. It's like, you know what? Those three-pronged spears that have a rubber band, those are pretty much impossible to fail. Like, you get close, you're like, got them. You know what I mean? That's probably the better bet for the night.
All right, let's pull one more out.
Okay, yeah.
But they give you like one thing to take with you.
Am I doing it?
As a reminder, for all of our wonderful audience out there, the show Naked and Afraid has really two parts to it: naked and also being afraid.
And Javier
and
likes
Javier's
the afraid part.
His favorite part is being afraid.
Give me your
because
fear.
He's a sick, sick individual.
To be fair, they blur out the naked parts.
To be fair,
barely. Barely. I happened to catch whenever I was in Vegas. We turned the TV on and they had Naked and Afraid going, and I swear I saw
is it
taint.
Naked or naked?
Hey,
get him! Get him!
I've been drinking. I'm from the South. You know?
Okay, look. So we are drinking the very last beer. Before you get to the last question, we're drinking two peanut butters, one cup, which we've talked about. This is my favorite beer that y'all.
We've
made.
Actually made him watch. Well, what this is kind of named after.
I have not watched it.
Funny story. He had never, and he's a sick, obviously, he likes the afraid part. He's a sick motherfucker. And Javier had never seen Two Girls, One Cup, and we made him watch it on air during one of our shows not too long ago. It was awful.
And our TikTok during got a lot show? Of good nice. Videos, or got a lot of good likes
we
on there.
Got a lot of traction.
Got a lot of traction on that. And then
I remember somebody commented, hey, I could still see we blurred
it
clearly.
We blurred it real heavy, and you could still see what's
the guy's
going on.
Like, I can still see what's going on.
It got banned after a little
more
bit.
More blurred than Naked and Afraid.
No. It was blurred enough to where like it was
you
a fine blur,
see.
So it was kind of fuzzy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
But I'm glad I went that long without watching it.
Like, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel like I needed to.
You know.
You really
but you
don't.
Did, right?
But it is fun when you
she
go to a table.
She hasn't watched it, but you really don't need to watch it.
Yeah, when you go to a table and you're like, two people laugh and one person's like, I don't get it.
You're like, oh.
And they're like, just look it up. It's fine.
Oh, those poor souls.
Hey, just Google Lemon Party while you're
oh, no. Okay. Moving on to the question, I guess. Yeah.
Good
nope,
name for
not doing that.
Blue Waffles.
Oh.
Yeah, we unintentionally had a beer named.
Oh, Lord.
Blue Belgian Waffle. When we first opened.
There was no it was intentional.
Yeah,
that had to be.
That's got to be intentional. Come on.
Just looking at each other like, hey.
Hey.
It was not intentional.
Someone's
going to
know.
Somebody.
It got renamed.
Yeah. Okay.
And then never existed. What's the most exciting adventure or activity on your bucket list that you've already accomplished?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I was going to the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, it was like.
So this was a bucket list thing?
It was
just
a bucket
did?
List thing that I did that like a couple years ago. But it was a bucket list thing to go to the Grand Canyon and like actually like I wanted to get as close to the edge as I could. And I did achieve that. So.
Okay.
Definitely on my bucket list.
Javier?
It was meet someone famous and already did that.
Yeah. Okay. We know. We're not even going to ask.
It was me.
It was you.
the level one, Cicerone.
And you're never going to fail.
And I'm never going to fail.
What about you, Sam?
I guess it'd be hiking Machu Picchu.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you hike it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We that did the so 5-day cool. hike in.
We have talked about Jesus. That for a while, like going to it. Like I would love to do that.
So is it like 8 to 10 miles a day or something? Or is it, how much was it per day?
I think it was like 8 to 15. It depends because there's a portion in there that's like all uphill and all downhill. And yeah. Colin did it as well, but like on a separate trip, than I did, but. Yeah, it was great. I like the hike more than like actually Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many people by the time you get there. And you've been seeing these ruins that are amazing the whole time. And like that was more I want to do that. I think I enjoyed hiking in Iceland more.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hike the actual glaciers?
I did the 5-day hike across Iceland that's like Laugavegur. To Landmannalaugar. Okay. I don't know. I don't speak Icelandic. It's
and all, those words are like 18 letters long. Yeah. No one fucking knows what
and
they're talking about.
And those are actually the easier words that don't have weird symbols and stuff.
Yokel.
Right.
But like that was probably the better hike, but I don't think I expected that to be. I think looking forward to it, you like, oh, I'm going to hike to Machu Picchu. And so that was the one that I was like, oh, we have to go do this. And it was amazing.
Right.
But I probably enjoyed Iceland more.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very just cool. such a
but
beautiful
But I really
want
to go to Patagonia. Oh, that's
yeah, no, no, for sure.
We tried 100%. To make a plan in 2021 and the COVID thing just... We did Fuck enough research up. That it will haunt my dreams. And I can't afford it.
It's an expensive trip.
But also when you make no money.
And that.
But
where's Patagonia?
So, like South America. So it was going all the way to the tip. And I've been to the... I've been all
every
the way,
time, Sam. Come on with
I've
this.
I've been all the way because I went to South Africa to Cape Town for
oh,
a wedding.
Cool.
As well, right before we opened, and was able to go to the southernmost area of South Africa. And so being able to go
well
to South
she
America
said,
yeah. as well.
I thought you said areola. I don't know why.
Okay, come on, dude. Come on. She was skirting what she wanted to say, and you still make it bad.
Sorry.
But even looking at like 2 weeks down to Patagonia, it was like, okay, how do we try and make this work to where Iceland was the same way, I felt like, and Peru. It was like, how do you choose which things you want to see more than the other things you want to see? It's almost like choosing what you're going to take to a deserted island. It's like, I don't know.
I can use so many more.
I'm going to take or do these things, but I'm going to still wish that I could have done all of these things.
Right, right, right.
What was your favorite thing in Iceland? Because me and Chad have been to Iceland.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's your favorite
thing? The hike definitely was, but there was, I think it was Basora was the Foss, like, the Foss is the waterfall.
The waterfall, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the blue waterfall. Okay. And it's like a hidden waterfall. You had to do like a mile and a half hike in.
Oh, nice.
And it was in the Golden Circle. So it was really right where you would like find things. But we also went up to Akureyri.
I love Akureyri.
And
oh
loved
God.
It. And yeah. we were there at the time of their like winter festival or whatever. Yeah. And so they had like this whole thing in their botanical gardens. And so you went and there were people singing and they had beers and food and all of that stuff. But then everybody hiked down to this old town and just like walked through the streets to old town. And it was like it was Halloween. They had it all decorated and walked
nice.
Around. And in one of the yards, there was a child, maybe 5 years old, just like, and it was like this crazy. And that was what the family was doing for this.
What?
All right, Timmy, you're going to go out there and you're going to scare some people that are hiking in.
Fjord, go out there and scare those people.
Terrifying, but amazing because it was all part of their culture and their history.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hans. Hans is going to go down there and do that.
And just really loved that because it felt less touristy and more of like the locals and the fact that we stumbled into this really cool festival, their annual festival that they have made it even better. But
yeah,
really like that entire area of Iceland.
The best part is when you stumble, like you said, you stumble into something that you didn't plan for and it becomes like the best part of the trip. Like it's just like the things that you're like, we didn't mean to do this.
Unless you end up in San Antonio during Fiesta Week. And have no idea that that's a thing.
Man, I'll fuck with Fiesta Week. Come on, don't even tell me
with
that.
I got pictures where I was 18 drunk.
I'm sure you do.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a pretty short story.
Good times are ahead by all.
So, no one's asking me. I will say that my favorite...
We're waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Mine was diving in the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Like, that was two places I really wanted to dive. One was the Red Sea, and the other I have not done yet is in the is in Australia. But the Great Barrier Reef. But that one was, you know, number two up there. And it was so fucking amazing. Was one of
I've
the most
the
amazing
videos.
Experiences I've ever had in my entire life, period, was diving the Red Sea. It was amazing.
I've seen the videos.
Excuse me?
It looked amazing.
No, that was a different video.
Oh.
And you did enjoy that
I did
one
enjoy
just
that video.
Fine.
Can you, like, see through the water?
Oh, it's crystal clear.
Nice.
Yeah, Red Sea was one of the clearest places I've ever... Like, it was like, let's say 50, 60 feet clarity. And then not only that, but like, I don't...
But it's
don't
like deep blue.
It.
It's like a deep blue look. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a place, and so I think I mentioned it to these guys one time, but there was this one particular dive, because we did two dives one day, two dives the next day. So we did 4 dives, 2 days. We're on this boat the whole time.
So many numbers.
4 dives, 2 days. That's what I should have said.
Yeah. Four dives, two days.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Got it.
So
did you do three the first day or?
No.
Okay.
Okay, give me some of that beer, because it's like 2 peanut butters, 1
yeah. cup. So one of the last dives we did, the guide kind of took us, and we're in this deep blue water. We're probably like 30 feet from the surface, and there's nothing. Like, even as clear as the water is, we're so far from everything, you see nothing. And so we're like in this just deep blue. And like, I loved it. I love it so much. But like, my friends that I was with, you could tell they were like, "Oh, I don't like this a whole lot." Like, it was just nothingness. It's like you're in space. It was just, you never really have a feeling like that unless you're in that type of water or in space, because there's nothing around you. So he's taking us around, and we finally come around this reef. And so we get to the reef, and then it's just gorgeous. Like, the reef and the fish and everything, the colors, were just deep enough to see all the colors still, and it's just beautiful. And then he was like, he kind of gave us this signal to stop swimming, and I was like, I don't understand why. The current picks us up, and like, we go around this reef, and I'm just kind of like sitting on my fins with my arms crossed, just sitting there, and the current's just taking us around this reef, and it's like I'm watching this movie, like the best movie I've ever seen.
It's like the Turtles and Finding
Nemo. Yes,
yes, yes, exactly. I'm not doing shit.
Just ripping, turning it.
Yes, exactly. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I just sat there. It was like I was watching a movie. I was like tearing up in my goggles, like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. And so, yeah, that for sure. And that was like, I think, the third or fourth dive out of the 2 days, and it was just fucking bonkers. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's great,
man.
I love it,
Tim. Yeah,
that's great.
All right,
I love it.
So, Sam, as we kind of close out, we appreciate you coming on the show so much more than Colin not coming on the show, obviously. We appreciate you coming in, bringing us beer.
So much fun.
The best of the best.
I'm going to grab me a slice of pizza.
And you're so, yeah. You brought pizza. We said no to, but Javier's been drinking, yeah. So.
I figured it'd be a yes by the end.
You're so smart. You're smart. So is there anything else that you wanted to plug? You know, obviously, Funky Panther Brewery on social media, right? Or
Funky Picnic.
Funky Picnic. We're Funky Panther.
Christ, I've drank a little too much beer. I'm sorry.
If Funky you invest Picnic enough money, Brewery. We'll rebrand.
You too could have your name at Funky Picnic.
We're very close, actually, in names. I don't know why this didn't happen sooner, to be honest with you. I don't know why y'all didn't come on sooner. This
do you
is
have
amazing
dreams? I know I do.
So Funky Picnic Brewery on social media, right?
Yeah. Funky Picnic on Facebook, Funky Picnic Brewery on Instagram, and funkypicnicbrewery.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing us beer and talking to us. This has been so much fun. Like, way too much fun.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to plug?
No. Just come see us. Spend some money. Tell us what events you want. We'll do it.
It's worth it.
We're here for you.
They've got the brewery. They've got the food. They've got next door if you want some cocktails and no kid action. They've got games and board games for days.
And like, they have a great crew for like serving stuff, because like, they're really entertaining and they're not boring, you know?
If you happen to see Sam up there, tell her that, hey, the Funky Panther, right? We saw you on that episode.
Yeah.
I'll give you a free Funk Punk sticker.
Look at that. Hey. Look at that free sticker.
That's our local.
Love it.
Our local sticker.
And I'll be honest with you, I've been up there quite a bit. 9 times out of 10, you're working. Like, you're there like every time. So
I've been trying to do that less, but I keep getting sucked back in.
When it's your business, yeah, you kind of, it's a labor of love, right?
But thank you for so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Having us.
And you
me
only.
Supposed to be in us.
Thanks to everybody watching on YouTube. Thank you for hanging out with us in our first 30 and throughout the podcast. Also, anyone listening in, we appreciate you. Go ahead and follow us at social media on The Funky Panther everything and thefunkypanther.com. You can also call, text 817-677-0408. Thank you. Love you. Stay good, everybody. I'm Chad.
I'm eating delicious pizza from Funky Picnic.
And I'm Tim.
The Funky Panther! Not the Funky Picnic, but they're great.
I can't yell it, but it's so delicious.
Cheers.
Figure it out. I'm from H-Town with a gold in my mouth. Southside niggas put a hole in your house, a hole in your spouse. Better think twice before you open your mouth. It's getting real close to the first of the month. Niggas hit licks for the gas in the blunt. Send them to the dock, gotta open him up. Niggas load guns in the back of the truck. Niggas hate money till they lace with gold. Gotta get a gun for your hateful foes. Flex too hardy, cast your clothes. You don't want your mama come and get you from the mold. Star white teeth,